Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And I got a hold of a report, a survey, from the Citizens Budget Commission. Nonpartisan, nonprofit think tank, watchdog group, whose mission is to achieve constructive change in New York finances, services, and policies, both city and state. Report survey was prepared by the Citizens Budget Commission Executive Committee. Ooh, the Executive Committee, huh? And it has to do with how New Yorkers rate the quality of life. 6,600 New Yorkers participated in the survey. One caveat before I give you the results. People who participate in surveys are motivated people. The greatest motivator in the world is anger. Anger. You get angry, you're motivated to right the wrong. Keep that in mind. Okay. So the first question was, will you stay in New York City until 2028? Only 4 years away. Only 50% of those surveyed say yes. So half of the people who live in New York City, 8.5 million, are thinking about leaving. No, that's a big number. And most of those people are working people who pay taxes. Second question, how do you rate the quality of life in New York? 30% say excellent or good. 30%. All right, and those people are probably living in estates in Brookville on Long Island or up in Westchester County someplace. Third question. Is the quality of life poor? One-third of New York City residents say, yeah, it's bad. Not mediocre, bad. Next question. Is the public safety in your neighborhood excellent or good? 37% say it is. That's a low number. Are the quality of services excellent or good? 24%. That's garbage pickup, police activity, roads, things like that, street lights. Okay. Is New York City and state spending tax dollars wisely? 11% say yes. And those are the ones that are getting the tax dollars sent to them. All right, so this is grim. All right, I don't mean to laugh about it, but I don't think there's anything new here. State's in trouble. You know, Adams can run around all he wants and say, oh, yeah, no, it's okay. We're it's great. Still the best place. Blah, blah, blah. It's what he has to do. And Hochul could say, you don't like it, go to Florida. She shouldn't say that. What the governor should say is, we know there are problems and we're going to fix them and make things better. And we're going to start with punishing criminals. That's where you have to start, by the way. You have to punish criminals. And then you have to say no public marijuana use so that people don't walk down the street in a fog. And there's 30 things the state legislature has to do to reverse the quality of life decline. But the first thing is punish criminals. And then you got to bring the tax rates down so people can afford to have food. I mean, it's you can't keep taxing. And there's a million taxes you don't even know about. told you yesterday about the Sag Harbor situation, where they slapped, the state slapped a $100 fine on me for nothing after I had to pay $150 to Sag Harbor for going down a one-way street, and there wasn't even a sign, a visible sign. It's crazy. That's a tax. That's extortion. Okay, and that's just not Sag Harbor, it's everywhere. So anyway, am I confident that Kathy Hochul and Eric Adams are going to be reformers? No, I'm not. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.